Your Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 490, The E-Bullet, July 2018. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, and wow, it is that time of year. You can get the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar to hang on your very own wall. You might want to head over there and get that. And there's even a special to get the 2018 and 19 together, so check that out while you're there. You also might want to get a Mayberry Friends Ringer t-shirt. The ringer just means it's got a dark collar. It's cool. It's got all kinds of folks on it. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs is also brought to you by folks just like you and our Patreon supporters over at Patreon. And this episode is brought to you by the folks that attended the Mayberry meetup a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was. Thank you to all you who support me. Thank you for being here with me. We're going to talk about the e-bullet. Now, you guys, I'm sure, know about this. The July e-bullet, which is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club, came out about a week and a half ago. But because of all the excitement surrounding the sixth annual Mayberry meetup that we reported on last week in the podcast, I'm only just now getting around to sharing some of the information and fun out of the e-bullet with you. Now, hopefully you already have gotten this information. Okay. So you know about the e-bullet, you've gotten it, and you've gone over and you yourself have got a subscription to the e-bullet. So you've already gotten this content. What? You don't know about the e-bullet or subscribing? Friends, it's free. The e-bullet is a free newsletter. And you need to go over there and subscribe to it because Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nutrients Club, works very hard to gather all the news that's fit to print related to our hometown, the Andy Griffith Show. And you can go to the website. If you go to imayberry.com, click the link for the e-bullet. That's the easiest way to do it. Or you can go in our show notes here at Two Chairs No Waiting. You can click those as well to go there. And when you get there, there's all kinds of different places. There's a subscribe to the e-bullet location, and there's also a subscribe to the e-bullet right there on the front page. There's all kinds of links. You can just go there, and when you do, you'll be able to just put in your email address, sign me up, boom, you're done. And you get the e-bullet delivered directly to your email box. So you'll never miss Mayberry information. Even if I don't give it to you here on the podcast, you'll have it. Plus, you get other things that I don't tell you about here on the podcast. And I definitely encourage you to subscribe. Now, even if you had subscribed in the past, we had to redo our subscription method a few months ago, late last year, I believe it was. So make sure you go and resubscribe if you've not been getting the e-bullet. All right. So, friends, we have got a great show talking about the e-bullet because that was a big commercial. Sorry about all that. I hope you didn't mind. For all the folks that don't know how to get the e-bullet, share the word with them because now you're in. You're on the in crowd now. So now you already know. All right. So let's see. I think we'll play a little background music. There we go. From the VW Boys. They're going to be with us in Troy, North Carolina. We're going to be talking about this in just a few minutes. We're going to be doing a show over in Troy. Well, let's talk about the e-bullet. From July 2018. We'll give you some of the highlights and fun from it. All right. So let's see here. Welcome to the fourth issue. This is the fourth issue for 2018 of the e-bullet. There's been a lot going on around Mayberry since the last issue, and the fun activities are really heating up as we head toward Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Ooh, in September. It's a great time for Mayberry fans. Make sure you're there. Unfortunately, we have some sad news to report as well that we reported here on the podcast already that about the passing of Dean Webb, the fierce mandolin playing darling boy and co-founder of the Dillards. Dean passed away in Branson, Missouri on June the 30th, and Dean was 81 years old. There was a published special edition that you can go and check out if you haven't seen it, a special edition of the e-bullet remembering Dean Webb. So make sure you go over and read that because there's a memorial service and donation information has since been added since it was originally published. So if you've already looked at it, you might want to go and check it out again and just reread and celebrate the life of Dean Webb. He was a great friend to countless people in Mayberry and all around Mayberry and the bluegrass world as well and far beyond even that. Our thoughts continue to be with his wife, Sandy, and to all of his family. All right, so let's go and check out Floyd's Barbershop bulletin board and event calendar. This is where you can find out all the events that are going on in and around the Mayberry community. Okay, so Roland White, you know him? He was one of the guys that played in the barbershop when they were doing the Mayberry on record. He's going to be performing up in Nashville several different times, several. So go and check out when that's going to be, because he's going to be all over the place this coming weekend. Oh, it's going to be big. We're going to be heading over to the Mayberry Night in Troy, North Carolina. That's right. Mayberry Night in Troy, North Carolina. It's on Saturday, August the 11th at the James Garner Center. Head over there and check it out. We're going to have Maggie Peterson. Charlene Darling's going to be there. And guess who else is? Dixie Griffith is going to be there. She's the daughter of Andy Griffith. You might have picked up on the last name. I don't know. And a bunch of tribute artists were all going to be there, including our buddy David Browning, Mayberry Deputy. I'm the Mayberry Barber. You're confused, Floyd. Yeah, so David's going to be there with us. And the show starts at 7 p.m. there, Eastern Time, of course. Tickets are $20. And head over and check it out, because that's where we're going to be going, I guess, this weekend. That's right. Otis and I are going to be heading over there. As a matter of fact, maybe we want to hear from Otis and Floyd from last year's trip. So here they are heading over to the Mayberry event there in Troy, North Carolina.
Hey, folks, we're on our way to Troy, me and Otis. Otis is driving. Look at that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought you were driving.
No, I'm...
What?
No, you're driving.
I thought you were driving.
That's a steering wheel. No, you're not driving.
I am driving.
We got a situation here.
I got it.
Yeah.
I had 2 pints of moonshine pickles that Daryl and Debbie Miles gave us. And after dinner last night, I ate one and I had to eat another. And before I knew it, I had eaten both pints. And I thought that's why you were driving.
You ate 2 pints?
Yeah.
Of those
moonshine pickles?
Oh, that's not good at all. Otis, you know, Otis and I are like brothers, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be eating those pickles, Otis.
He
already had that moonshine, ice cream. He's been doing all kinds of stuff like that.
So, they carded me when I got the moonshine.
He carded him. He felt good about that, too, because he's more than, you're a little over 21.
A little over. And I'm a little over 200.
Yeah. So we're caravanning from Albemarle, is that right?
Yeah.
Albemarle over to Troy. Yeah, so there's no internet reception over here, so I can't do anything live on Facebook. But I can do these. We can do videos. Yeah.
Oh, it's big. We had fans all coming to see us last night. We entertained them at the
seafood
breakfast.
The seafood place.
This morning breakfast. This is site. Sold out.
Is it sold out?
Yes.
They're
scalping tickets.
Yeah,
StubHub is
scalping. You don't say scalping around a barber.
Barbers. Scalping at barbershop.
You don't scalping. You trim it a little, but maybe. You don't scalp anything. It's terrible. It's bad for you. Yeah.
Well, you had those bookie barbers in there. They were scalping.
Yeah, yes, they were.
Barney.
And Lindy Lou was coming in at 10 to 2.
Ooh.
Something like that. Yeah, it was. They kept late hours, those guys.
And Libby didn't show at all.
I forgot about her. Ooh. Yeah, shouldn't run around with those kind of people.
No.
Well, we're going to have a good show tonight, and we're going to tell stories.
Sold out.
So, yeah, we're going to tell stories like, hey, Otis, hey, did you hear about the lion? He was walking through the jungle. This lion's walking through the jungle, and he sees this man reading a book, and right beside him is this fella that's writing notes in a notebook. That lion jumped right on that guy who was reading the book. Yeah. Because even lions know that Reader's Digest and writer's cramp.
That's pretty good for a barber.
That's pretty good for a barber.
Yeah. I don't know if I can get on stage. I may need some help tonight.
Oh, we'll help you.
Fell off that 50-foot ladder last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, thank goodness it was just the first step, though.
Oh, good.
Still,
you didn't get hurt.
I'm injured.
Well, that's good. All right, folks. So we'll see you later, and maybe we'll do some more video. Talk to you later. See you.
So that was Floyd and Otis last year heading over to the event in Troy, North Carolina, the Mayberry Night in Troy. Come on over and watch us there. That Floyd, he cracks me up, I tell you. All right, let's go on here for some other things from the e-bullet. Back to the e-bullet. We got Neil Brower is going to be over at the Andy Griffith Museum on August the 11th as well. So if you can't make it over to Troy, or maybe you could do both, because this is at 2 o'clock, Troy's is at 7, plenty of time to do both. So if you're in the Mount Airy area, go see Neil and then come on down to see us in Troy. Betty Lynn will be there next Friday, so if you want to head over August the 17th, she'll be at the Andy Griffith Museum signing autographs. Folks, there's all kinds of great stuff. Let's skip around a little bit and get to the big event. Not that Troy's not big, but the bigger event, the 29th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Oh my goodness, we are going to have a great time. Starts on Monday the 24th. You heard that right. There are things going on for Mayberry Days starting on Monday the 24th of September. Mayberry Days itself is the 27th through the 30th, but there's other events going on that are related to Mayberry Day. So you want to check that out. This year, get this, who's confirmed? The stars from the IndyCar show, we've got Betty Lynn, Keith Thibodeau, you know, Opie's pal, Keith Thibodeau, Johnny Paul Jason. It's his first Mayberry Days, by the way. He's going to be there. Dennis Rush, he's Opie's pal, Howie. You remember Howie? It's his Mayberry Days debut as well. You got Rodney Dillard, our darling, the guitar playing darling boy. Maggie Peterson's going to be there. Clint Howard is scheduled to be there in case he gets a movie or something. He'll have to drop out on us. But he's going to be there. Ronnie Schell, Duke Slater from Garner Pyle. And, of course, he's on the Andy Griffith Show as well. Margaret Carey, that's Bess Muggins, you know. She's going to be there. And Leroy McNeese, one of the country boys that played in the barbershop over at Floyd's, is going to be there. Karen Knotts is going to be there as well. She's going to be doing her deputy's daughter, Bettina Link, the wife or widow of Richard O. Link, the executive producer of the Andy Griffith Show, will be there. Laurel Hagen, Laura's going to be there. She's the wife of the late Andy Griffith Show music director, Earl Hagen, and Stark Howell. Now, Stark is the son of Hoke Howell. Hoke Howell, Dud Walsh, you know him. Is also going to be there, and there may be more, so stay tuned. Tickets are still available for several of the performances, and you can head over and check it out. There's more information in the e-bullet about all this information. You can check it out. You can head over to mayberrydays.org to look at all the amazing things that are going to be going on, because it's we've got Colonel Tim's, the annual Rio and Watchers Club banquet. There's a Motown Legacy Review. Folks, Marty Stewart's going to be there. Marty Stewart is going to be there. And so is Colin Ray. Colin Ray is going to be there. I just, it's amazing. The different things that are going to be going on throughout the entire weekend is just absolutely amazing. So make plans to go to Mayberry Days and check it out and see all the great shows that are going to be there. Ronnie Schell's show, the buffet, the Motown Review, the Doug Dillard tribute, Karen Knotts' deputy daughter, Michael Hoover is Elvis at Mayberry Days. Leroy Mack and his friends are going to be doing bluegrass Mayberry style. James Gregory, the funniest man in America, is going to be there. Marty Stewart, as I said, the VW boys, who you're hearing in the background. Karen Knotts has got another show, Tied Up in Knots, she's doing as well. Professor Brower is going to be doing his annual lecture. And Colin Ray, Colonel Timms, the Malpass Brothers. Guys, there is so much going on. Do not miss Mayberry Days coming up. All right, so let's go. Enough of that. We also, the Mayberry Cruise. The Mayberry Cruise is coming up in November, the 5th through the 10th. Another great event if you'd like to go on that. There are still tickets available. You need to contact All About Cruises to find out. The information is in the e-bullet. You can just go to All About Cruises NC. That's All About Cruises North Carolina. AllAboutCruisesNC.net. Or you can just go and check it out in the e-bullet. There are still tickets available. You can join us for the Mayberry Cruise and just have a nice, relaxing time. All right, so that's enough calendar stuff. You can go over to imayberry.com. Check out the event calendar. It's all there. You can check it out in the e-bullet. This is always available. Let's go to news of cast and crew. Ba-da-da. Ron Howard has signed to direct the pilot for 68 Whiskey, a TV series described as a dark military comedy about medics serving in Afghanistan. Ron Howard and Imagine Entertainment partner Brian Grazer will produce the series for the Paramount Network. Ron and Imagine will also produce a film adaptation of the musical Tick, Tick, Boom. I'd never heard of that either. Genius Picasso, which was a series, remember part of the series of the Genius series? Genius Picasso, the series that Ron Howard and Brian Grazer helped produce for the National Geographic Channel, is nominated for an Emmy. That's right. As is the star, Antonio Banderas, whom Joy Ellison, which Mayberry folks may remember, is Mary Wiggins. She worked with Antonio as a Dalek coach. So there you go. All kinds of Mayberry connections there. Ron's Imagine team is also working on the second season of the Psy Visionary docudrama called Mars. It's set to air again on National Geographic in 2019. And Ron is back as the narrator for the fifth season of Arrested Development, currently streaming on Netflix. Ron and several of the Howard family members, including the late patriarch, Rance Howard, have on-camera cameos in the new season. So go check it out. Here's some news for you if you're a Star Wars fan like I am. Star Wars Solo, A Star Wars Story, has officially become Ron's third highest grossing film worldwide as a director, behind only The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Now, maybe adjusted for inflation, the worldwide box office grosses for Apollo 13 and How the Grinch Stole Christmas and A Beautiful Mind, they might top what Solo's made, but let's don't go there. All right, so congratulations to Ron on Solo, A Star Wars Story. I liked it. It was good. May's fifth annual Mayberry in the Midwest Festival was held in Danville, Indiana. It was a big success. Maggie Peterson Mancuso, Ronnie Schell, Margaret Carey, and Dixie Griffith, Andy's daughter, and George Lindsay Jr. were joined by a big bunch of Mayberry tribute artists for a weekend filled with everything from a parade and trivia contest to music and other performances, and of course the Squad Car Nationals. Great event. If you haven't been to that, you need to make time to go. Maggie and Ronnie were also the stars of A Touch of Mayberry in Calhoun, Georgia on June the 30th. So it was a great time there. Bettina Link, the wife of late Andy Griffith Show associate producer Richard O. Link, and also longtime personal manager for Andy, Richard was, and Jim Neighbors, and Ken Berry, and Margaret, Maggie Peterson, and Ronnie Schell, and Jerry Van Dyke. Anyway, Richard did all those things. Bettina says that all safe from the Kalalea eruption on her side of Hawaii's Big Island. So she's safe. She's good to go there. Just a little extra thick air, or VOG, as it's often called. I guess it's volcano fog. All right, so, hey, we're sad to report this, but we have to report the passing of actor Roger Perry, who played con man George Jones in Don't Miss a Good Bet. That was episode number 205. It was a color episode, if you don't remember. He passed away at home in Indian Wells, California, on July the 12th after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 85. Now, you may remember him from that episode. He was a con man trying to get everybody to invest in finding that lost treasure. And it's the one where Goober's, I always love this line about Goober sitting there with Floyd. He goes, if he had been bringing that skip loader on his back, he'd have been here by now. So that was Roger. Outside of Mayberry, Roger might also be remembered best for appearances on episodes of Falcon Crest as John Costello. And he was on. He was also on 10 episodes of Charles Parker, as Charles Parker on Facts of Life, both in the mid-1980s. Or it might be that you would remember him in his role as Air Force Major John Christopher in the time travel episode called Tomorrow is Yesterday of Star Trek, the original series. that will live long and prosper in television history. The episode aired 28 days after his Andy Griffith Show episode in 1967. How do you like that? So within a month, he appeared on both the Andy Griffith Show and Star Trek the Original Series. Wow. Pretty good week. Pretty good month for him there. He was born in Davenport, Iowa on May the 7th, 1933. And his first big break in acting came in 1960 when he was cast as Jim Harrigan Jr. opposite Pat O'Brien's Jim Harrigan Sr. in Desi Lu's lawyer-themed sitcom Harrigan and Son, which ran on ABC for 34 episodes in 60 to 61, and which featured a parade of familiar faces from Mayberry. He went on to play mostly authorities, figures, and a wide cross-section of TV shows and movies on television during the next 25 years, including a starring role as Detective Sergeant Dan Kirby in 1964's Arrest and Trial, and multiple episodes of Nanny and the Professor, Love American Style, Ironside, Barnaby Jones, and the FBI. There's a great write-up in the e-bullet. You need to go and check it out. I'm not going to read it all to you. Head over to the e-bullet and check these things out. Let me give you some chapter updates. Great chapter names. We had three new chapters listed this time. One of them's called Mayberry on Main. Wow, I really thought that was going to be in Mount Airy, North Carolina, since that's where the store Mayberry on Main is located. But this is in Van Buren, Arkansas. And then there's this one I love, Nary a Thing. Nary a Thing from Madison, North Carolina. And Mayberry Man Cave. I kind of like that too. That's in Orlando, Florida. Hearty welcome to all. That brings the total of 1,458 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club since it was founded in Nashville back in 1979. So let's give my hand. Yay, way to go, guys. Folks, there's still time. If you want to be a chapter, you can start your own chapter or join a chapter in your area. There's some really cool stuff in the e-bullet at this time as well. Jim Clark took time. He went into the THS RWC time capsule. That's right. I didn't know what existed, but it's there. In the early 1980s, the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club decided to invite Abigail Van Buren. Now, some of you might remember her as Dear Abby. You remember Dear Abby? They invited her to be a honorary member of THS RWC. Knowing that she received a lot of email and was also otherwise a very busy person, we thought it might be helpful to supply her with an admittedly rudimentary reply card. And she or her staff typed up a polite explanation for her reply. Now, Jim's got a picture of this where he'd scanned it in. And he had yes or no, whether you'd like to be getting the bullet. At the time, it was paper. And they said no, and it's written, because of my heavy workload and many demands on my time, I have very little time for watching television programs. Sorry. So wasn't that nice? Fortunately, many other folks were either less busy or more enthusiastic about watching The Andy Griffith Show, and we'll be sharing some of those vintage responses in future issues of the e-bullet. This is so cool. We get to see some history from the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club from, wow, way back in the early 80s. This is awesome. We appreciate all of the fans who have joined the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, Rerun Watchers Club, it's hard to say, or have been readers of our newsletters through the decades. Our advice is keep finding time to watch the Andy Griffith Show. Amen. Amen to that. Folks, there's merchandise information there in the e-bullet, including the calendar I told you about earlier, the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. It's here. You can go get one. They're going to be great. And if you didn't get the 2018, it's not too late. Yeah, they're not super cheap, but you can get them both. You can get them both. That's right. The calendar's for one big combo, $25 for the pair. You can get them both. You get the 18 and 19 together. Eh, you save $5. I know the year's a little over half over, but it'll be a collector's item as soon as the year's over, so get it now. There's about 50 new t-shirt designs over at Weaver's Department Store, so head over and check them out. Great new shirt just came in. I hadn't even got it online yet. We got some Mayberry dog tags, Mayberry postcard sets. Go over and check it out. All right, so let's give a little bit of information about chapter news, and we'll start. Oh, this is a long episode. I'll read quicker. There's been a lot happening in Five and Chapters over the summer, and we rely mostly on photos to cover some of them. So there's pictures in the e-bullet. You might check it out. Shakedown, Shakedown there in North Carolina held its summer pool party in early June, and there were some special guests that were able to come from somewhere else as well, including Jeff Branch. That's Howard Sprague, you might know, the tribute artist. Phil Fox, he's also Ernest T. Bass, the tribute artist. And Keith Brown, that's Colonel Harvey, the tribute artist, from the Trivialities chapter is where he's from. So they he joined the group, and there's a great group photo in the e-bullet if you'll go and check it out. Some of our Indiana members and chapters continue to gather every month for a meal at the Danville, Indiana's Mayberry Cafe. Organizer Briscoe of Mayberry chapter in Indianapolis was under the weather in June for the get-together and couldn't make it, but they've gotten back together since then, I'll just let you know. But everybody get back on the truck. I believe they're getting together next week. So y'all check it out. Look around for that. Ken Anderson, a.k.a. the Mayberry Guru of Mayberry Memories chapters in Eclair, Wisconsin, he stays busy this time of year, dressing up like the Mayberry deputy and taking his Mayberry squad car replica to classic car shows, parades, speaking engagements, and places in Wisconsin and sometimes across into the state line. So ahead and go check that out. Ken was the recipient of the prestigious Jim Swanky Award in 2016. And he's also a frequent contributor of the Daily Digest of information and updates for our Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board internet chapter. You can keep up with the Mayberry Guru at themayberryguru.com. What a clever name. A really neat tradition now for its sixth year is the Mayberry Meetup. I think we've talked about this, which is held in Mount Airy in July and organized by Alan Newsom, a.k.a. Floyd.
Yes, me.
From the Mother Figure chapter in Huntsville, Alabama, this year's ComFab coincided with both Betty Lynn's monthly meet and greet at the Andy Griffith Museum and a lecture also at the museum about Opie the Birdman from Neil Brower of Barney chapter in Greensboro, North Carolina. Dozens of members and chapters joined in the fun for the weekend, where the Mayberry Motor Inn was there, the Mayberry Hotel chapter, and its iconic gazebo is usually served as the home base, as usual, served as home base for the attendees. And there's great, great photos of the weekend there as well. And that is our chapter news, and that's what we're going to wrap up with. Other than I want to mention this, head over to the imayberrycommunity.com. That's a really cool website that's just kind of like a Facebook for just Mayberry fans. You might want to check that out. And, of course, Two Chairs No Waiting, the Burke on Mayberry podcast. If you've not heard it, you might want to go check it out. We're having some trouble right now, just so you know. If you try, you can only go backwards to about episode 117, and they stop working on Burke's. But Kevin and I are working on it, and we're trying to get that fixed. And, of course, we got the Mayberry Bible Study podcast as well. So you might want to check that out. We got things on Facebook, the facebook.com/THSRWC. There's over 240,000 Mayberry friends on there, as well as the Gomer and Goober Pile Comic Book Literary Guild of the Andy Griffith Show. Oh, wait, no, Rio Nurses Club. Podcast listeners will know why I said that. And go check it out. Friends, there's all kinds of information. There's archives. If you ever want to go back, there's a great letter in there from Everett Greenbaum that you might want to check out in the e-bullet as well. Friends, we have so much to be thankful for with Jim Clark doing all of the work and putting things like this together. Thank you so much, Jim. All right. So I think I got all that covered. And now, friends, we're not going to get to all the voicemail. I had voicemail tonight. We're already 30 minutes in. I can't do this because we have still got to hear from our favorite Mayberry reporter, Randy Turner. So let's take it away.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Mayor Roy Stoner is not necessarily a likable character, but that is in large part because Parley Bear played the role so well. Parley was born on August the 5th, 1914, in Salt Lake City, Utah. He began his career in radio in his hometown and studied drama at the University of Utah. After graduation, he began working in circuses. Many internet sources incorrectly state that Parley did so as a trapeze artist. That is incorrect. The likely source of this misinformation is that Parley married Ernestine Clark, who did work in her family's trapeze act. Parley instead primarily worked as her ringmaster. Parley made his debut in old-time radio in 1946, appearing in Hawk Larrabee, a relatively new program that is considered the first attempt to stage a Western aimed at an adult audience, when most were children's programs. Parley appeared in the episode with William Conrad. For the next 3 years, Parley worked steadily in radio in programs such as The Whistler, Escape, and The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. In 1950, he began doing films, first narrating a movie about Billy the Kid. He had already appeared in 9 films before making his television debut in 1951 in an anthology show. Coincidentally, after having made his film debut in a movie about Billy the Kid, he first appeared in his most famous radio role in an episode of Gunsmoke in 1952 in an episode titled Billy the Kid. Parley played Chester, the unofficial deputy to Marshal Matt Dillon, played by William Conrad, with whom Parley had debuted in his first radio appearance 6 years earlier. As most Mayberry fans know, the Gunsmoke cast also included Howard McNear as Doc Adams. Parley appeared in Gunsmoke for 9 years, until their radio version finally ended in 1961. Parley is best known to the public for his role in The Andy Griffith Show as the irksome Mayor Stoner. The more casual fans like to complain about the mayor, but he was supposed to be a thorn in Andy's side. Stoner only appeared in season 3, but he was in 7 of those episodes. He was first seen in Andy and the New Mayor. Other episodes included The Cow Thief, The Mayberry Band, and The Loaded Goat. His final appearance was in Rafe Hollister Sings. Throughout his career, Parley often played obstinate public officials similar to Mayor Stoner. He appeared in hundreds of films and television episodes, including once as a telephone executive in Gomer Pyle USMC. He also did voiceover work in animated features and was the voice of the elf Ernie Keebler in the cookie commercials. He sometimes played recurring characters, such as Doc Appleby in 7 episodes of The Dukes of Hazzard. While few realize it, Parley remained active in the circus through much of his acting career. He actually owned and managed the American National Circus, and occasionally still appeared as a ringmaster even while appearing in film and television. In the 1950s, he also worked as an animal trainer with 7 tigers at a California amusement park, Jungle Land. He referred to his work as an animal trainer in passing in a 2-part interview in the Two Chairs podcast, number 243 and 244. Parley made his final radio appearance in 1995 in a radio tribute to science fiction writer Ray Bradbury. By the end of his radio career, Parley had literally appeared in more than 1,000 radio episodes. Good friends with Howard McNear from their many years together in radio and in Mayberry, Parley gave the eulogy at Howard's funeral. Parley himself passed away in 2002 at the age of 88. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow, thank you, Randy. And Randy does stuff all the time. And if you want to make sure you don't miss it, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you know about all the great things that he is currently doing. Head over there and email him at turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thank you, Randy. And hey, just to let you know, the eat up is what they're calling it over at the Danville, Indiana Mayberry Cafe will be at 2 p.m. on August the 25th, 2018. So head over there and check it out. 2015, August 25th. That's what the plans are. I got that from Brisket, Briscoe's wife, in the chat room. So, hey, make sure you plan to be there. Randy had mentioned that episodes number 243 and 244 were about had Parley Bear in them. I will have links in the show notes so that you can go and check those out, or you can just go and search for 243 and you'll find it. If you just go to twochairsnowaiting.com and put in the search box, put in the numbers 243, you'll find it. But it's a great interview. It's a lot of fun. He was a really good guy. There's also some other things in there about him as well that were related. So I'll try to look up some of that stuff and maybe share it with you next week so that you have it. Folks, I had some voicemail and feedback. I tell you what, we'll go ahead and play them because they're at least a couple of them are very short. So let's go and check these out really quick. Our voicemail. This one was, what does Ernest T stand for?
Alan, I love your podcast. I have a question. What did the letter T stand for in Ernest T. Bass's name?
All right. So I don't know his name, but here's your answer. This comes from the site that we have that's called Ask the Writer. Now, there's going to be a link in our show note about that as well. But this comes directly from Harvey Bullock, okay? This is where it's come from. He's got this. It says, what does the T and Ernest T, where did it come from? Everett Greenbaum, that we mentioned, he was one of the writers as well. His first big-time writing assignment in New York was with Jim Fritzell. All the scripts for Mr. Peepers for the 3 years it was on the air, they did them all, okay? Wally Cox was the star. And the talented cast included Marion Lauren, Pat Bonet, Tony Randall. There's a whole list of people. Rita Shaw, Jack Warren. Jack played the part of a rough and tumble school coach. Okay, he did. Everett and Jim Fritzell were anxious to get a name that was just right for the aggressive Warren, the character. They finally decided to call him Frank T. Whip. Ev and Jim were tickled by the name, and for whatever reason, were especially happy with the T middle initial. Go figure. Many years later, when they created Howie Morris's Indomitable role, they made certain it also had a name with a middle name of T. They just liked it. It differed in that it attached itself to the first name all the time, which was never used without the T. It was always like one name, Ernest T. And they just thought it was funny. So there you go. And that's from Harvey Bullock and Everett Greenbaum in there. So we have one more quick voicemail. And I had another one, but I think I'll hold off. We'll just do them all. Here we go. You guys can always pause and come back later, right? So this one I don't know the answer to.
Who was Reggie Smith on Andy Griffith's show? Where was he from?
All right. So I do know who he was. Reggie Smith was the property master or the prop master for the Andy Griffith Show. And if you go and listen to episode number 234 of the podcast, there's some really cool information about Reggie that's in that episode. Now where he was from, I'm sorry, I don't know, but thanks for calling. When you call, anybody calls from now on, if you'll let me know who you are, I can actually, thank you, but I appreciate you calling, both of you. Here's one last one that we got.
Hello, Floyd.
There we go. Hey.
This is Mike C.
There he is.
Everyone wants to know.
Hey, Mike.
It's Barney and Leon on your chat. Really love your show. Keep doing it. It's really, really great. This is will be my second night this Monday, so really love it. Just keep doing it. Love your impersonation of Floyd. You look just like him. I really do. But keep it up, man. Do a great job. Good work.
Hey.
Thanks a lot for making Andy Griffith what it is for all of us fans out there. We really sure love to see your show and to see you out there doing what you do. Thanks again, Floyd.
Thank you. Thank you, Barney and Leon. He goes by both names. He's in our chat room, and I do appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who took time to write or call or whatever you've done in the last couple of weeks. I have enjoyed hearing from you. It's always fun to hear from you. I would love to hear from you again. So if you have something you would like to tell me, please feel free to give me a call at 888-684-8415 or just go over to the podcast website and click the leave a comment. It's right there on the side. You'll be able to see it. And it says leave a voicemail, or you can just send me an email at floyd@imabry.com. However you'd like to talk to me, I'd love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. It was a little long, but I got to get it all in. Still had one more thing. We'll hold on until next week, and we'll see you here next week so you can find out what I was going to talk about. See you next time. Good night, everybody.